Blog Talk Radio.
Because I remember so well. Let's play a little game. Let's wait until it's raining. Kick the ball out like a Martin. Let's go to Chinese. Throw a few trees. Hit a platter all over for your apartment. Let's cut up your flicks. Put your cut up on my feet. Your body's real close. We're spooning it. Put a towel on the floor. I'm in the door. Don't be asked, baby. Don't know what we do. For the record, chill.
Celebration.
Oh, you was there. You, Marilyn Bland, made the
Belle and Blanche made the birthday celebration. You talk about a birthday present. Marilyn Bland came and gave me a serious birthday present. It was a birthday present beyond a birthday present beyond a birthday present. It was the presence of her. She had on a canary yellow dress. Canary yellow! The yellow was so pretty and so bright and so awesome, but then she smiled and shut the canary yellow dress down. Marilyn Bland, thank you for coming, Marilyn.
Oh, it was my pleasure. I would not have missed it for anything. We talked about that. You were excited about it. I told you I would be there, and no matter what, I was going to be there. And I'm so glad I was, because everything you said, it was really wonderful. And I can just share with you, even in speaking with people who were there, they were talking about how wonderful it was, how relaxing it was, and these are all the things you said. So thank you for inviting us.
Well, excellent. I'm glad people liked the setting. They liked everything that was really, really coming down. You know, they really thought it was really a nice place and everybody. But it was a good birthday setting. It was a good place. And then I had the auction. I auctioned off the jewelry and the fashions. And that was really – the whole thing was a different – it was something different. I gave them something different that they normally wasn't used to. So that was the whole thing about it. It was a unique birthday. It's the way to turn 68. It's the way to go – if you're going to turn 68, you got a choice. You can do it in a lazy boy chair, a recliner, pull a lever, and lay back and hope somebody come and bring you a cup of coffee or bring you a glass of wine. Or you can go and do it like I did it, where you have numerous of people get you a glass of wine. And we had champagne. It was all that and a bag of chips. The number here is 347-637-3051. We're talking today about struggle love. Struggle love. I mean, people do struggle in love. I mean, but that sometimes is the best kind of love. It's the best kind of love for people. People want to struggle in love. I mean, it's all good to have love if there's no struggle, but sometimes the best love is struggle love. When you're first starting out, you've got absolutely nothing, and somebody loves you for the potential in you, or what you could possibly be. Not what you are, but what you become. That's what Steve Harvey talked about, that struggle love. He said he used to sleep in his car. He used to walk around, but he got married. It's called struggle love. Now, his new wife, she ain't struggling. The third wife ain't struggling. There's no struggle love there. There's love, but can the wife endure what they call struggle love? There's nothing like experiencing struggle love. And you get to the point where you build something together, and then you acquire something, and then you become in love, but you're no longer struggling. But you can sit back and remember the times you did struggle. Some of my best relationships is when you're eating off the eating cloth, where you ain't even got a table. You know, you go to the carryout, get you some chicken wings, and you take it back to the house, and you don't even have a table to sit at. But you get what they call an eating cloth. And that's a blanket or a sheet. And you spread it out on the bed, and you put the food on the bed, and you lay there and you eat off the bed, off the eating cloth. And then after you finish eating, you grab the eating cloth up, take it down to the trash, and dump the stuff out the eating cloth onto the trash and bring it back upstairs for the next meal. The eating cloth. Or if you mess around here and you go to dinner, and you can only buy one meal. You're sitting there with your lady, and the waiter comes in and says, "What are you having?" "We're deciding." And you know your pockets is light, got linen, and you can only get one meal. Not even a whole meal. You can't buy an appetizer or a dessert. You can buy maybe one entree. And you get that one entree, and then when the waiter brings the entree to the table, you say to the waiter, "Bring me another plate." Yeah, empty plate. Because I'm going to take this thing and break it. What's another plate for? Another plate for my lady. Bring me another plate, man, because I'm going to put that plate over there and bring me some more silverware, because I'm gonna cut this little meal in half and put it on her plate. When a woman can do that kind of struggle love, she like you. If you can't buy her a meal, if y'all got to share a meal, that is called struggle love. I mean, but the struggle love ain't no joke. Because it's the best kind of love when somebody can struggle with you, when they can stand on the corner at the bus stop and it's cold outside, and she don't say my hands are freezing, she don't say my ears are cold, you open your coat up, and she goes on your chest, and you put the coat around her and put the collar of the coat up and cut to her ears, and then she's standing there, and the wind is going, but she can't see nothing because her head is buried in your chest, and she's covered up by your coat. But the bus going to be 30 minutes before it gets there, and she don't complain. Struggle love. Struggle love. What do you think about that, Marilyn? Give us your take on struggle love.
It's okay to struggle as long as the love is true. I was sitting here listening as you were speaking, and I was just, you know, picturing what you were speaking about. And like you said, that could really be a wonderful relationship because relationships are built, they grow, and that would be like the foundation where we started out. And then you could reminisce, like you said, you know, at this point you could sit back and talk about when you were there and look at how far you've come. But I can truly say that there have been instances where, in speaking with other ladies, they were in those situations where, let's just say their man had nothing, they got out of school, got married, they were struggling, but the disappointment was when he got on his feet, he was gone. And I'm sure if we have listeners out there, you know, they can attest to that. And I think that's, you know, even speaking as a lady, I think that's the hardest part about it. I think so many women could appreciate that, and I think relationships would be strong if the people, the two involved, would be true to each other. Because think about what you said, Russell, if you're out there, you meet someone, and you truly love them, you have nothing, and then you can be honest enough to say, and that's another thing, be up front, hey, I don't have much, but I love you. And, you know, just find a way to be romantic, because when you were talking about you can only get one meal, well, my whole thing was, hey, come up with a reason, be creative, and say, hey, I want to share my meal with you, you know? I want to share, or I'm into sharing, you know, whatever we do, I want to share. But, again, make sure you follow through with that with everything, but you know, that's what you express. Hey, we're going to share the meal, you know, and let her decide what would you like. And whatever she decides, hey, I'm going to share it with you. So, you know, you can always be creative. But like I said, at the bottom of everything, I think if that love is true, if you are sincere, relationships will be much better off today than they are. There will be fewer people struggling later on if they put the, you know, if you struggle up front. I truly believe that. You know, there's always this balance in life. And like you said, there might be a few people who go through life and feel that they have not had any real struggles. And I'm sure that's the case. But for the most part, everything, you know, there's a balance. And even sometimes when people describe that they haven't had any struggle, people have different levels of tolerance. So they might not have seen it as a struggle, but if you or I were in that predicament, we might say, hey, that was a struggle for me. So it's all, you know, relative to the situation. But generally speaking, struggle is good if the love is there. That's what I'm reiterating. If you really love that person, if you're going to see them through to the end, it can be appreciated. And like I said, it strengthens everything. So when you go through the struggle, make sure you intend to be there when things get better and, you know, through it all.
Well, like I say, struggle is good. The problem with struggle in some cases, women will struggle. They don't mind struggle love. The key is if you struggle too long. You can't keep struggling.
Amen.
Struggle love is no problem. A woman see you, she love you, she is in all about you, she's enamored about you. You can struggle going in because what she see is her man trying to do something, trying to make something of himself. And she want to be there to be supportive of her, of him, and what she can do to add to the relationship. So the struggle is no problem going in. But if he keeps doing what they call pipe dream, where he comes, this is going to be the next big one, baby. I'm going to struggle no more. And all of a sudden, that's a flop. He come with another idea. Well, I'm going to do this, and that's a flop. And then at some point, the struggle becomes a burden. And then she got children, and she starts talking about, well, what about our kids? Where are we going to live? The number one factor in a relationship is the roof. If you can supply the roof over a person's head, that will give you leverage. No matter what, man, it ain't the sex, it's the roof. Security and the roof. If you can provide security and a roof over a woman's head, she gonna tighten you up like you ain't never been tightened up before. If you are dating somebody and you have to run around to a hotel, or you have to run around and get some at her house or whatever, and but if you take her in your car one day and you drive around and you go to this neighborhood and you put to this house and she says, "Why are you stopping here?" You look at her and you say, "What do you mean? Why are you stopping here?" "Because this is where we're going to live. Get out the car." And when she walks up to the house, you hand her the keys and she opens up the house, the door and the furniture, and the, she going to start having sex to you before you close the door. Before you close the door, and you have to kick the door closed with your feet, man, because she going to be on her knees. We're talking about the roof, man. The roof is a serious, serious sex card. You provide a roof for somebody, man, it's a done deal. You know, then you can go to the car, automobile, and you can go to the, what they call the clothes and the jewelry, but the roof trumps it all. What do you think about that, bro?
I agree. You know, the roof, you know, you need a roof. You need somewhere to call your own. And like I said, that security, when it comes to a lady, that, you know, you need that security. But when you mentioned about, you made a statement about it's okay to struggle, but you don't want to struggle too long. What do you consider, or how long do you think one should struggle?
Or it varies from different women. Some women will struggle with you for life, because they like it like that, or they got it like that, and they believe in you, or they took the vows for real, to death do you part. They will struggle with you for life. No matter how bad it is, the struggle, they will struggle. That's why you see what they call homeless love. And what impressed me about the homeless people, I mean, every now and then I see somebody standing on the corner begging, and I give them a dollar, whatever. But what really impressed me, if I'm coming out the metro at the Metro Center and there's all the homeless people lined up and you got a lot of guys, whatever, and you got some women too that are homeless. But then when you keep walking through the homeless people, you see what you see, a couple that are sitting there on one blanket, got the blanket around them, both of them stinking, both of them looking like a baboon drinking vinegar, you know, they talking to each other, you know, you can see at one time she might have been hot, man, but, you know, time and homeless got her. But what they got is homeless love. They holding each other, man. They talking to each other. And then I interview them sometimes. I say, "Well, who's this?" And the guy says, "This is my lady." The guy says, "Yeah, he's my man." And I say, "Well, you know, y'all got y'all stuff. We in there. We in love. We in there." I said, "Why don't you leave? I ain't leaving him. He ain't leaving me. We drink together. We love together." I'm the homeless love. There ain't nobody trying to leave. Somebody would have said, if you take a certain woman to the degree of homeless love, she said, "God bless you." She going to leave you. She'll leave you on the great, man. The woman will leave you on the great, man. She says, "I can't do this. I can't lay on the great with you. You know, I just can't do it." So it's some degree of love. Some women can't do great love, man. They cannot lay with you on the great. They can't do it. They will leave your monkey behind, man, and go somebody, tell somebody else, "Well, he homeless, or he stink, or I ain't gonna be around him." You know what I mean? Ain't that your husband? "We still legally married right now, but I'm trying to get divorced. But I can't do great love. I can't lay on the great with it." So it's not a dimension of how long it's going to be. It's what degree your love is for the individual to struggle with. Some people struggle for life with a person. They never let them go. They try to do things better. And sometimes the woman is the driving force in the relationship. She's the one who keeps finding ways to make it, finding the roof over the head. She's the one who goes out and works sometime, and he sits home, but she never leaves the man. You know, it's a struggle. The whole marriage is a struggle, but they struggle to the end. So the time factor, you can't say how long. Everybody's tolerance is different. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, that's enlightening, and you made an important point that oftentimes the woman will, again, I'm sitting here, I'm listening, the woman will go out of her way, she will endure it, because especially if she believes that the love is true, and I think that's the bottom line, and you know, we often talk about on the show that you need to have a plan when you get married. You need to really think through it. And I think that's another thing that, you know, hinders a lot of relationships. You need to do some hypothetical situations. What if we end up in this situation? Just talk to each other. What if this happened, baby? How would you deal with it, you know? And just have those type of conversations because we never really know. I mean, I know we've all read about or heard about people who are sitting on top of the world now, but when you go back and read about their history and all, you don't know what they've been through or the price they've paid to get there. So any one of us, any of us, those listening could, you know, you could find yourself in that situation, but it comes down to that communication and what are you willing to put in the relationship. Like we said, what are you willing to do and what are the things that you are not willing to do? But you should have those conversations because I truly believe that you should be honest, even if it hurts you. I think we had that conversation a few weeks ago. I mean, if you're in a relationship, rather than shielding something or trying to keep it from your spouse, just be honest with them and say, because if it's going to hurt, or if it's the person you're in the relationship with, you're not yet married, go ahead and tell them, because if you hold it until you get married and you're already aware of it, you're going to be hurt anyway. But like I said, it's better to be hurt before you get married and let it go if you must go in another direction than to go into the relationship knowing something or having certain feelings and not telling them until you get married. Because I remember some years ago I spoke with this guy. He got married. He and his wife had two children. But he was talking about how upset he was that, you know, he didn't tell me before they got married. Now, granted, to this day they're still married, but, you know, in a conversation to express that, that means a lot. So, like you said, yeah, a little bit of a struggle is good.
Well, excellent point. We're going to take our break. When we come back, we got a couple of calls listening. Give us your opinion. The number here is 347-637-3051. It's all about struggling in love, but this is a song that I really, really, I got the song years ago, but it always took me to another level. Because people really realize that we're going to make it, man. I mean, we should make it. I mean, sometimes people say, are you going to make it? Are you going to make it? But you never know how you're going to make it. I tell you what happens with a lot of people, man. People don't make it, you know what I mean? But we're going to make it, man. Listen to the words of this song. I like this song. The job is hard to find. We got to stand the bread line. We're going to make it. We're going to make it. We may not have a pay the rent. We're going to make it. Eat beans every day. We're going to make it. Jobs is hard to find, and we gotta stand the welfare line. We gonna make it. May not have a home to call our own. We gonna make it. Man said, togetherness brings peace of mind. As long as we're together, man, we can be tied, man. We're going to make it. We may not have a cent to pay the rent, but we're going to make it. A lot of women can't stand that song. What do you think, bro?
Well, I was thinking about that, like I said. In 2016, that might be hard to sell, Russell, because when you look at, think about it, with social media, and people always sharing and showing off and talking about what they have because people put everything out there. I mean, think about it. In the days you were talking about, people live miles away, or if they lived in the city, you know, there was always some kind of, you know, way to camouflage it. But nowadays, people put everything out there and they broadcast it. So I don't know. I don't know how far you can go in 2016 with
that.
It's
not gonna fly.
It's not gonna fly.
let's hear some more of the song. Hold on. Let me hear some more of the song.
Yeah, let's hear some more of that.
We may have to stand in the welfare line, but we gonna make it. Little Milton. They together for you, piece of mind. Our car may be old, and two women's cold, but we gonna make it. And you got mine. We gonna make it, baby. You say that our car may be old and our room may be cold. We ain't got no heat. He said we gonna make it. Our two rooms are cold. He said we gonna make it. Don't worry about it, baby. We're going to keep on living. I want you to have faith.
You said have faith, huh?
Oh, maybe, baby. We may not have a cent to pay the rent. That was my song, man. I love that song years ago, man. We go. That was my theme song.
But you know
what?
But you know what, Russell? It's a wonderful song, and no, that's a wonderful song. And I think sometimes we should sit down. You and I have had this conversation from time to time. I think sometimes we should just sit down and listen to these old songs and just analyze them and see, you know, where the people were coming from, you know, years ago, and then where, you know. How it applies today, because those even though like I said, it probably won't fly in 2016, there's some meaning there, and in reality, there's someone out there who's in that predicament. Just what you were saying, there's someone out there who have made that commitment, and they're willing to take that path. Not too many voluntarily, I don't think, but I think as long as effort is being made, or like I said, if there's some hope. That, you know, people can, I guess, tolerate it would be the word. But, you know, I think there is always hoping for better unless you really have something, you know, unless that man really has something that, you know, balances out everything else. You know, if he's super kind, if he's trying to do the right thing, and if he's crazy about the woman and it just overpowers everything else until it just doesn't, you know, it takes priority. You know, I think that's possible. But I think in all these scenarios that we've talked about, the bottom line is if someone's going to go through the struggle with you, make sure that you're true to them forever or as long as they're in the world. Because, like I said earlier, you know, there have been instances where women did go through the struggle. They, you know, even while the man was in school, they would work. They took care of everything. But then when he got on his feet, he married someone else. And I'm sure you've heard that that's happened so many times. And within myself, I'm like, how could someone do that to someone? And then even vice versa. I mean, I'm sure it happens that, you know, when I make a statement, I'm speaking as a woman. But like I said, whenever I say that, most of the times, you know, it could go in either direction. So I just want that to be understood when I'm speaking. But, you know, when you hear that, how could someone be out there help you and do so much for you? And because I always wonder in those situations, well, how did you have time to get to know someone else? You're in school, you're studying, I'm taking care of everything, I'm paying the bills, and you get out of school and you get married. When did you have time to meet someone else?
They had time to meet him on a job. They had time to think. I worry about something. Your girlfriend's paying the bills. The wife's taking care of him, but make sure he gets get through medical school. But he don't like her like that. He wants somebody else that's on a different level. Or he's somebody. He can get somebody like he wants. You know, that's the whole key.
Well, hey,
you know,
Brent,
that,
well, hey.
You know, never support somebody to the point where you're not supporting yourself. Where you don't have yourself together, and all of a sudden they meet somebody or get married to somebody else, and then you lose out because you got to always, it's a poor rat that got one hole, man. Look out for yourself. Here's a song that I always thought about, too. You don't want to be the one love forgot. This is a song by the Manhattan. Nobody loves me.
No one to hold.
No one to kiss. Don't you know?
I'm the one love forgot. Don't let me be that one love forget. Everybody wants a little love. Big love or small. Anyone to love. Don't let me be the one love to get. Don't let me be the one love to get.
Don't let me be that one love to get. Oh, no, no, no.
That's a sad song. A heart full of pain. Nothing to live for and nothing to gain. Just got nothing to live for and nothing to gain, man. You the one love forgot. You got no life, man. Get your life together. This is a Saturday morning, today's relationship show with co-host Marilyn Bland. But are you the one love forgot? Ask yourself, it's the Labor Day weekend. Are you the one love forgot? It's going to rain. Everybody's going to have the cookouts are going to be rained out. Millions of people are going to have a terrible, terrible Labor Day because of the hurricane. But the hurricane can't stop love. If you got someone to love, you can snuggle up and let the hurricane blow. Let's look outside the window and watch the trees go back and forth. But you got somebody to love. Earthquakes and love and hurricanes, all that's terrible, but it's even terrible if you're in there by yourself looking like a baboon drinking vinegar. Brother, give me your quote to see.
Well, like I said, it's okay to struggle as long as there's a plan to someday arrive. I think that's the key, you know, because it can really be fun when you think about it. I think our listeners will agree that be in a relationship with someone who really loves you, who's crazy about you, you can struggle for a little while. And like I said, it'll be one of the top conversations for the rest of your life, especially when you arrive. But I think we should always have in mind that we're going to make it to another level and everything will be all right.
Excellent point. Excellent point. Make sure that you love somebody. Make sure that you care about somebody. Make sure that people care about you. If you got somebody, it's like Joe Tex said, you better hold on to what you got. You may hold on to what you got, because if you leave it, I mean, somebody will get it before you can count 1, 2, 3. I mean, and let me tell you something about before we go. The grass ain't always greener. So if you got love or somebody love you, you talking about this man or talking about this woman, and he basically ain't what you think he should be. Remember this song by Joe Tex, man. You had better hold on to what you got. Because if you don't want him, somebody else will have your woman before you.
You better hold on.
This is my closing song. And this is the words of the song. I'll tell everybody, 2016. But you better hold on to what you got.
Hold on to what you got.
If you think nobody wants it, just throw it out the street and you'll see. Somebody gonna have your stuff before you can count. One, two, three.
Yes, they will,
man. They're going to hold. Let somebody have your stuff. You're going to have to stick to it in your life. Live in your life.
What is that?
Woman that he can call is very
it's not that hard, man. You get a woman to call your own, stay right by you, and mind the children while you're going to work. Is then a cook when he comes home.
Where some men
make mistakes. They go out and play. They stay too long. They don't think nobody else wants that woman. But listen, if you see somebody wants just throw it away. Throw that woman away.
And you will see
somebody will have your woman before you can count.
One, two, three.
Yes, they will. You got your good woman that's cooking for you, take care of the kids, and his woman. Just go for you too, women.
Because you know I've seen so many women.
So many women who got a good man.
Men who stand by them through thick and thin.
Stand by them through thick
and
thin.
Go to work every day and
go to work every day and bring home the money.
Men who would give that woman anything that their little heart desires.
Anything their little heart desires.
Where some women make mistakes. When that men go out and get on the K, they mistake because they felt that no one
about man but that man. Women go out and say, they say to stand the street too long. And they think nobody wants that man talking about the street. And they make a mistake. They go out the street, they go out the street, they say, oh, nobody wants that man. Oh, he nobody wants my husband. He, what is he? That old raggedy dude, he can't even make love. Nobody wants him. I'm going to stay out in the street as long as I want. But you got to go home. I'll go home when I get there. Stay out in the street too long. They all when they come home one day like the song like my man say, Isaac Hayes, by the time I get to Phoenix she'll be rising. she gonna say he ain't gonna never leave me, you know, by the time I get to Phoenix, man. He say by the time I get to Phoenix she said she'll be rising. But she don't think she gonna look, you know, she don't think he gonna leave her. If that's what happened, man. If you don't think somebody's gonna leave you, they gonna leave you. I mean, that's just the way it is, you know. I mean, people will leave you if they don't. So always somebody that wants somebody. You know what I mean? Always somebody that wants you, and you don't think that the person wants you, but they do want some. I mean, somebody else wants your woman or wants your man. But Isaac Hayes say, by the time I get to Phoenix. That's a serious song there. He said seven times I left this woman and seven times I came back. She said he caught it with somebody. And she said, what you going for? You doing it. But the man wasn't doing it. He said, but this time I left her.
Make the world go round.
That's the truth now.
It can make you or break you.
It can make you or break you. make you cry. Check this out. This is the same song here, too. That's all it can say. Mama, why? He was hurt. She said, go on, fool.
You doing it,
but the man wasn't doing it. He wasn't cheating on her.
Well, hey, talk to her. Let her know. Communicate.
That's right. He said, I got to leave. He said, I got to go. He packed up his rags and he said, I'm out of here.
And when he reached the driveway, you know what I'm saying? You went in that bag just like my man, Heron Davis.
He said, can I change my mind? I changed my mind.
And what did she say, Russell? She said, what did she say? She said, you're going to crawl before you walk back into these arms.
He's leaving her. She ain't no good. He said, I'm leaving her. She ain't no good. But he said, seven times he came back. He said, seven times he said, he found it again. Again and again. And seven times he came back. He said, but this time I'm going to leave this woman.
But you know, a heart can take so much.
A heart can take but so much, man. That's true. A heart can.
That's true. Yeah,
dog,
that's true.
Man, man. Dog got to leave. He got to leave. Oh, that, like,
you know, people should always be considerate.
Well, you gotta know what you got instead of calling what it's not, man. But sometimes, believe what I'm telling people right now, if you got somebody, don't think that it's gonna be forever. You say forever, but people are fickle and they will leave you in a heartbeat. And if you leave, if somebody leaves you and you don't have nobody to fall back on, and here's the other key. The time factor, man. Father Time is undefeated. There's a lot of ladies and some men, they think they got the same juice they had 20 years ago. Oh, she can leave me. I can get me another woman. And I hate women something. I can always get me a man. Sometimes that thing run out. Your man leaves you and you think you can get another man, and you find yourself, you're going back, I'm going to go back out there. I'm going to get back on the scene because I know I can get me a man. And they come back on the scene, go back to a little club they used to go to some cabarets, and they realize that nobody even asked them to dance. They can't even get a dance, not alone a drink. They can't get nothing. They say, wait a minute, I can't get no man. And then they find themselves manless. And then they look at themselves and say, what should I do? I believe I'm going to be manless. And then they be laying in bed one night, and it hits them. They say, you know what? I may be an old maid. I could be what they call an old maid. And then they say, what can I do to buffer this thing? How can I get this thing out? I'm an old maid. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into the grandmother mode. I'm going to call all my grandkids up. I'm going to invite them over, give them all free Wi-Fi. I'm going to give them all iPads. Because when people come to see me, they not going to know I'm an old maid. They going to think I'm the best grandmother. Nana, I'm downstairs. What you want, honey? You want some cake? Nana, can I get the big TV on? And then they run up and downstairs, four or five grandkids. Nobody, anybody that comes visit them, they say, they ain't an old maid. That's a grandmother. She loves her grand. And if that don't work, they say, oh my God, I'm running out of grandkids. I'm going to join a church. I'm a fellowship in some church. I'm going to be the best person in the church. So they come in the church and they be there and they start testifying and they start, you know, and they say, okay, what are we going to do? They stand up at the time when they can testify. They say, anybody here need Jesus? You know, don't wait too late. You need to come on down to the altar now. And they be sitting there thinking of, like, should I get out my seat or should I fornicate? Well, so I fornicated. Well, I got to fornicate with. I might as well get out my seat. I said, I'm going to go down to the altar and take Jesus on. I'm going to join the church. And I'm going to come down. They fall on their knees. They start talking in tongues. They say, hey, guess what? I don't need no man now. I got my church home. And then they start saying, if God sends me somebody, I'll meet the person. But it all stems from, I don't want to be old me. Give us a closing statement, man. We out of here.
Well, like I said, I think it's, hey, you've said it all, Russell. you have said it all. I mean, when you went through those songs, those different messages, I can't think of anything else to say today.
We're going to close it out with Eyes and Hay by the time we get to speak. We'll be back next Saturday, September 8th, is at Charlie's, the Black Caucus Network Reception. It's going to be a big one. Bring your business cards. Make sure you're gonna see things that you really, really haven't seen for the Black Caucus. By the time I get to Phoenix, see you next Saturday. Should be working, but he gone. Man gone. Just keep on ringing. Off the wall. She gonna give us a good thing a call. Mama, that's all. I'm gone. I'm not going to beat it. Oklahoma should be sleeping.